And it affects everything. It affects your mindset. It affects your mood, your attitude, how you talk to people, how you treat people, how you treat yourself. Welcome to the Leah Darrow Podcast, where I help you craft a business and a family life you love. I'm your host, Leah, an entrepreneur, proud wife to a Green Beret, and devoted mom of seven. Whether you're a parent with a dream, an entrepreneur with a vision, or you just love a good old dose of inspiration, you are in the right place for mindset, branding, and marketing success. Let's help each other win in business and in life, because this is the podcast that celebrates both babies and dreams. Welcome back to the Leah Darrow Podcast. We are going to discuss something today that I first talked about in my coaching program called Motivated Mompreneur. So it's a coaching program for moms who are starting their own business, side hustle, whatever it might be. And we work through branding, marketing, and mindset. And the mindset pillar, which is just smack dab in the middle of that program for a reason, but we talk about something that I call muddy puddles. And that's what we're going to discuss today. Muddy puddles are those negative, which they always are, limiting beliefs that we hold so close to us. And we just like to bring them up. And we like to just give ourselves a little bit of time. And when you indulge in limiting beliefs for yourself, and maybe there's a limiting beliefs, okay, granted, maybe there are limiting beliefs that were given to you, right? Somebody said something to you, they mentioned something that was going wrong in you or in your life, and you grasped on to that statement and it became this limiting belief for yourself. So a limiting belief is something, one, okay, you have to always, it's something that's not true and it's something that's not from God, and it's something that is literally keeping you from progress, keeping you from contribution, keeping you from that next step in your life, okay? There's all sorts of limiting beliefs. You probably already know that one that you have right now, probably just circling on repeat in your brain. The problem with these, and the reason why I call limiting beliefs muddy puddles, is that you have an option. We all have an option in life that when we start to recognize these muddy puddles, we can avoid them. We can walk around them. We can see it and be like, okay, I'm not going to step in this. I know what you are. I know where you're from. And I'm not going to indulge one second in this. And you walk around the muddy puddle. You don't ignore it. You don't just say, oh, it's not there. It's no problem. I don't have this limiting belief. It's like, no, I know you're there, but I'm not going to give you any time or attention. You are a lie that is keeping me from following the truth that is set within me. And so you walk around it. You find a new path around that. And the more you start walking around your muddy puddles, your brain will start remembering like that path of walking around. But, you know, if that's true, then the reverse is true, which is you see the muddy puddle, or maybe you don't, because maybe you haven't done any work yet to kind of figure out like what those are in your life. And then you just jump in it like a little kid, literally in a muddy puddle. And you are getting all dirty and nasty, and it's disgusting, and it's a mess. I have a farm. My husband and I raise our kids on a farm. So there's just a lot of muddy puddles when it rains. Like it's just disgusting. It's so gross. And to watch my kids mess in that, and they have the best time. But in my mind, I'm just thinking of this analogy of limiting beliefs that I've done for so long in my coaching business. I'm just thinking, this is what it looks like when you just start diving into all of this crap messaging that you've gotten from yourself or from your past, whatever it might be, and you jump into these muddy puddles. It is, you're just covered in it. And it's a mess. And it's so hard to get yourself out of it. And it's so hard to kind of like get yourself cleaned up and to like start fresh. And that's what's so dangerous about muddy puddles, because you literally have to spend so much time undoing the whole mess of divulging into thinking that bad thought about yourself or the fact that you can or cannot do something. And it affects everything. It affects your mindset. It affects your mood, your attitude, how you talk to people, how you treat people, how you treat yourself. So it's really worth it to think about what are the muddy puddles in your life and how you can avoid them. What can you do to start recognizing what they are, calling them out, and then taking another path, right? Taking another path. And the best thing I can do when I notice a muddy puddle in my life, I acknowledge it, right? I'm not one of those personal development coaches who are just like, it's totally fine. Like, I'm just like, if I have a problem with, you know, whatever it might be, I'm just going to pretend that I don't have a problem with that anymore. No, it's like, no, I see that that's a problem, but I am finding new ways to solve that problem every day. random example, but you have to be able to acknowledge the truth of the situation. And then you also have the right to walk around it. And I think one of the things that I notice in people who have limiting beliefs, who indulge in them, is that they don't give themselves permission to not indulge in it. It's like, you actually have a choice. Now, I know you might have gotten into a habit of divulging into that and stepping into the muddy puddle too often, but you have a choice to walk around. Are you willing to take a new path in your life? Are you willing to walk around the muddy puddle and to think something different, right? To do something different that's actually proactive and productive in your life. So that is your lesson today, is realize what the muddy puddles are in your life and know that you can avoid them and you can walk around them, or, you can fall right into them and get yourself into a big old mess. And that's not what we're called to. We're called to something so much more than that. So think about that. What are those muddy puddles that you can take a look at, see what they are, ask for healing in them, and then what are the paths that you can start taking to move around them? And a lot of times when I have a limiting belief, there's always a trigger. So there's always something that will trigger that belief. And then I start trying to reverse engineering, like, okay, so what brought me to that space? And then I'm able to kind of figure out, like, is there something else that I could have done or I could protect myself with, or something in my routine or conversations or things that I should engage or not engage in on social media that would trigger me into being presented with that muddy puddle that I now have to, go around. So start thinking about that and see where that does for you. And remember, all of those things are choices. We all have a choice in life to divulge any thought or to entertain any thought or to reject those thoughts. And not all thoughts are good. Remember, I mean, like, it's crazy. I think we have like 60,000 thoughts a day. And here's what's crazy. The latest research I saw on this is that 80% of them are negative. 60,000 thoughts a day and 80% are negative. Let's just say that those are muddy puddles. If 80% are muddy puddles, it's probably a good chance that you're running into some of those. Which one, like, think about that. If 80% of our thoughts are negative, which just shows you, like, oh my gosh, like, what type of boundaries do you have around your thoughts, right? We always talk about these boundaries around relationships and people, but do you have boundaries around your thoughts? Do you have boundaries about the things that influence how you think about yourself, that affect your mood, the music you listen to, the accounts that you follow, the people that you call, whatever it might be, but do you have the right boundaries around your thoughts? And if 80% of our thoughts are negative, and if those, let's just say, are muddy puddles, and we're walking into some of those every single day, we can probably look at our past, like, just 24 hours, be like, okay, what were the muddy puddles of that day? This is also, I will tell you, very helpful as you're talking to, if you have kids, this is a really easy way for them to understand what a limiting belief is, and if you relate it to a muddy puddle. And then, I know that they enjoy jumping in, and like my kids do, but they understand that it's also icky. And for the most part, kids don't like to be that dirty for that long. And so they understand, it's not ideal to have mud all up your nose and all over you and having to strip down your clothes and put on a new set after all that whole thing. But they understand that, like, that's not the ideal. And those limiting beliefs, they affect us. They affect how we feel and how we treat ourselves and how we treat other people. And so if they're affecting us, they're affecting our kids. And as parents, as moms, it's a great way for us to be able to have a conversation about it with our children in a way that's a little bit, it's simple and it's easy for them to understand because they've all encountered a muddy puddle. So there you go. Muddy puddles. Make sure you're avoiding them. Make sure that you have a choice to avoid them and share that with others. All right. That's a wrap on another episode of the Leah Darrow Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and sprinkle some starry love with a 5-star review. Your support and reviews not only brighten my day, but it also helps other amazing mompreneurs find us in this galaxy of podcasts. Until next time, keep dreaming big with your little ones or your big ones in tow. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, everything is always working out for us.